you can improve yourself, not as a person, but what you do, the process. The good news is that TMMI can be applied in all kinds of software development life cycles. People feel more comfortable, more relaxed, more satisfied, and that's why the fluctuation rate tends to fall at companies who implement TMMI. Every company has a problem because they know, you know, each manager knows that they can be better.
Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed. My name is Richie and I'm happy to share another episode from the TestCon 5 conference from Mauritius. My guest today was Joel Hargitoy and we talked about TMMI, a framework to improve our test process. What the maturity levels 2 to 5 mean, how an assessment shows you where you stand, and what comes next, and why mature teams prevent defects instead of finding them. Enjoy the episode. And one more thing before we go on. Over the last 25 years, I've seen a lot of testing projects. Some went great, some went sideways. And the difference was rarely the tooling. It usually came down to a handful of things teams got right or didn't. So I sat down and wrote them up. 7 success factors for software testing. It's a free ebook and it's now available in English too. And it's not just something to read on the couch. It's a workbook with exercises so you can check where your own project stands on each factor. If you want to have a look, you'll find it on tul.fm/ebook. The link is also in the show notes. And now have a good one and enjoy the episode. Hi, Joel. Great to have you here in the show.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, as I just learned in your speech, Mr. Schult.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, we are here in Mauritius, the TestCon 5 conference, and you just gave your speech about TMMI. And I said, okay, TMMI is a topic I want to have in the podcast too. And now you're here as an expert for TMMI.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. Yeah, actually, this topic is a evergreen topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's go into it. Well, what is TMMI? What is this for? And
TMMI basically targets the processes at a company who is doing testing. So it's a test process improvement framework. It's a methodology, and basically the end result is that at a company you can reach a higher level of test processes, which produces for you faster and better results. And then you can measure it in terms of money, in terms of time, and that's what the management wants to see. But also in my presentation I mentioned that there are indirect benefits as well, that the people feel more comfortable, more relaxed, more satisfied, and that's why the fluctuation rate tends to fall at companies who implement TMMI.
And is it more an assessment for my test organization, or is it more an improvement of the maturity?
Oh yeah, the basis is that you can improve yourself, not as a person, but what you do, the process. And if the testers improve their processes, that's the baseline. And that's what you can gain after implementation of TMMI. And if you want to prove it, that you reached a certain level of maturity, then comes the assessment. And then an assessor can come to your company doing the assessment, and as an end result of an assessment, you can gain and you can prove through a certification that your company reached level 2, 3, 4, 5 of the TMMI.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and such an accreditation, or such a, when I get the audit and I have a special level, that means that TMMI is a relevant standard in the international testing community. Do you have any numbers for us, how big it is and how long it is always on the market?
Yes, but it's continuously changing. So if you go to the website, there are the numbers of certified companies and, you know, how many members we have. And it's changing. Yeah. You know, it's changing every day. So it's better to visit the website, tmmi.org.
Okay, but it's an international standard. There are a lot of companies worldwide involved.
Yes, and we also wanted to know how big it is, but in not just the terms of number and how many companies implemented, but how well known it is. And the this is the most referenced test process improvement methods in the world. So this is now on a wide scale, the world leading model.
Okay, and you mentioned different levels of maturity. Can you explain us these different levels on a big picture view that we know? Maybe when someone hears it, can say, maybe we are on one or two.
Okay, I try to explain someone who listen us and hear something about TMMI. So if you start doing testing, now the big question is, how do you start? What would you start with? And then with some words, you would put down the basic cornerstones. And what are these? These are the fundamental test process. You need some kind of planning, the design, you know, implementation, everything, analysis, but also the completion and everything, the whole fundamental test process described by ISTQB. That's what you need. Because once you are there, you have a plan, then you start to create your, you know, test cases, and then you do the testing, and then you close down your, you know, test phase or your test project. And once everything is there, then you are having or holding the, you know, the basics of testing. But that doesn't mean that, for example, the testers are synchronized or the testers are synchronized with the developers, you know, the communication and the processes and tool usage and all kinds of processes. And this comes on the level three. When a company focuses on the test team, how the test team is structured at all? Are the testers working for different projects, or they are centralized as a whole test, you know, testing unit, in a testing unit? Is this decision made, you know, consciously made this decision? Someone should ask it and check it whether, yes, we made a conscious decision about the test team and how they work with the developers, whether they got enough trainings and support that the testers develop themselves, you know, every each of the testers, so the individuals. And that's level three. Basically, I would say a kind of fine-tuning, you know, everything what you put down and at the level two. And then once you go up in maturity, at some point, your management will ask you, you know, what are the results? Can you prove it? You know, how much money did we save? What is the coverage? So KPIs and metrics. And this is the focus point of level four. And if a company goes even further than that, there is a turning point when they are not focusing on finding the defects, but more like preventing the defects. So that's why they are turning into a different mindset and doing everything in order to eliminate defects at the beginning. So basically preventing putting defects into the processes, and that's a very mature way of thinking.
Yeah, so that's the association I have is for a level five. We are more in, also in quality engineering and doing all the quality stuff above the whole software development life cycle, and not just doing the testing stuff there. So now when I have a company and I'm doing testing, and someone says to me, do the TMMI stuff, and I would say, well, why should I do that? It's nice to get there and prevent something, but it also costs a lot of effort to get there. And what are the main reasons to go there and implement it?
You know, if someone says that to me, the first reaction what I have, I tend to ask back, what is your problem with the current, you know, testing? Do you have any problems? And every company has a problem because they know, you know, each manager knows that they can be better. Okay, if you are not better, then why not? What prevents you to be better? And many companies doesn't know objectively what is their standpoint, you know, where they are, how good they are. There is no objective, you know, framework or whatever that shows them then, hey, whatever you do is roughly that good. And TMMI can show you then, on this scale, you are here. And then this is this is already valuable to know where am I. But TMMI can also show you what is the next step, what is the next step, what is the next step, and how can you be better. And this is valuable for managers, all kinds of managers, let it be you know, a company leader or a test manager leader or someone, a business unit leader, whoever. Because that's what their goal is, to improve the end results and also improve the team.
The TMMI has a, I imagine that there is a special depth how deep it goes into the testing process and then what to look at. And there is a point where it doesn't match to the software development lifecycle I use, because we have in the companies not just the classic traditional ones, sequential, we have all the agile stuff and we have a bunch of mixed hybrids, we're doing anything. How do you address that in TMMI? Or is this a topic, and how deep do you go into the testing processes and the development process?
The good news is that TMMI can be applied in all kinds of software development lifecycle. So if one of your projects follows Agile, the other one is V-model-based development, everything is okay, and anything goes, and TMMI can support it. There are white papers that focuses on, for example, on DevOps. So if you are deep in DevOps, TMMI can support you. And now the AI is a hot topic, and TMMI has also a white paper that deals with the AI. So basically, whatever is your background or your project background, TMMI can be applied.
And to check which level I have, you said in the speech there is a lot of free material on the TMMI website. We will link to that in the show notes. Is there some checklists for each level where I can check, okay, this and that is in my company, or how does it work in practical?
To support the very first step, there is a downloadable Excel sheet. It's a tool developed by the TMMI Foundation, and over there, for as a starting point, you can check for yourself the level 2 and level 3 elements or process area, how we call it, and then you will get a very quick feedback. And the tool itself is called Lightning Scan Tool, because this is really like a flash, you know, very fast. You can do it in minutes. Download, fill out, and then that's the first impression of your maturity. And then if you want to go deeper, then there are downloadable materials, so you can read it. You can learn it by yourself. So you can download it by yourself. But if you want to go very deep, then I can advise do a training. You know, during a training, you can really learn all kinds of aspects of TMMI. And if you want to do it at your company and have an assessment, it's better to call a consultant who can support you.
Okay. And you said that TMMI is changing over time. So they are reflecting new technologies, innovations like AI and all this stuff. What's the pace of this new releases for TMMI, and how does it reflect old assessments? When I get my company assessed 5 years ago, and is it still well at my level, or do I have to reassess that?
Okay, because of that changing of the our IT world, they expire after some time. So yeah, you have to renew it on a company level. But your first part of your question focused on the of the model itself.
Yes.
Actually, the TMMI Foundation is checking the, I would say, the accuracy or the relevance of the model on the market, and if there is a TMMI Foundation sees the need, then hey, now the IT world has changed a lot. Then we are accommodating, and then we are changing the models. This is actually in progress.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if the change is not a huge change of the IT world, but maybe a small addition, then there are so-called white papers, you know, how TMMI can be applied in agile environment or in DevOps environment, you know, or using AI. These white papers are also accessible on the website.
Mm-hmm. Great. So there is no excuse to use it and to look at it. It's free on the website. We will link it in the show notes. And we will also put there your contact details if someone has a question or something about that. So thank you very much that you were here in the podcast. And it's really an interesting topic for me too, for my clients. So I will take it with me. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference and also Mauritius. And see you soon.
Thanks for the talk, Richard.
Thank you.
Bye.